As it prepares for new leadership next year, the Berkshire County District Attorney's Office also has a new second in command. First Assistant DA Karen Bell is to date the highest profile hire by DA-elect Democrat Andrea Harrington, who defeated incumbent DA Paul Coccaviello in November. Bell is a native of Western Massachusetts and a graduate of Hofstra and Western New England University. This is the highest position the 46-year-old will have held as a prosecutor. Her career began in 1998 in the appellate unit of the Hampden County DA's office.
And then I went over to the district court and worked there for a few years until I went to Superior Court and practiced in Superior Court, prosecuting major felonies, a lot of gun crimes, and victim cases.
She then went part-time for 7 years as she raised a family, working under a succession of Hampden County DAs, William Bennett, Mark Mastroianni, and most recently, Anthony Galluni. All three are Democrats.
And during that time period, I worked in the grand jury unit of our office, and I was assigned to a number of gang cases, and that's when I started working on homicide cases with District Attorney Bennett at the time, and then continued working on homicide cases with District Attorney Mastroianni as well, and then ultimately under Anthony Galluni, worked in the homicide unit of his office.
She also has experience working on cold cases. Bell says Harrington's team first approached her to see if they shared similar values.
I think something that she has always maintained was that while she envisions new approaches in regards to a number of different areas of prosecution, the public safety is number one for her and for the office. And, violent offenders are going to be prosecuted.
Bell says that, quote, justice comes in many forms, requiring a careful assessment of each defendant. She believes that the DA's office can take a more nuanced look at how it treats those in the criminal justice system, especially first-time offenders.
You have to really evaluate those individuals to say, there's a couple paths here. Are we just going to let you go down the path of maybe being a repeat offender? Or are we going to try to put you on a path that you're not going to repeat offend and that you are going to be a productive member of Berkshire County and of society here? And I think that that's a path that a number of individuals haven't been given the opportunity to take in regards to some of their cases that they may have been charged with.
Citing the similarities between practicing in Hampden County, the Berkshire's immediate neighbor to the southeast, Bell says she doesn't see any roadblocks to the transition. She says she's been working with Harrington and her transition team to ensure a clean handoff.
District Attorney-elect myself and Justice Spina have met with the presiding justice here in the Superior Court to make sure that we can continue to prosecute cases and hit the ground running as soon as we can in January.
The Harrington administration begins in earnest January 2nd. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.